Welcome to the 500th edition of Acoustic Blues Club. This is a selection of my favourite tracks. Here's Jerry Reed.
I'm gonna tell you a story it's all about. This job I had one time as a town scout. I'd had a hard day at the office and the boss wasn't in town. The day this hairy-legged guitar picker just happened to come around. Well, he walks into my office with a great big grin. And folks, that's where my story really begins. I come to you from Tupelo, Mississippi. I write songs and I sing like a bird. I play licks on my guitar like you ain't never heard. But I'm down on my luck, things are just a little slack. I got a quarter in my pocket and a shirt on my back. But you buy me some supper, give me a place I can sleep. Said I'll sing you some songs and knock your head in the creek. I got talent for it. Sit back home, they call me the Tupelo, Mississippi Flash. Well, I knew I was in a room with some kind of a nut when he pulled out that pack of used cigarette butts. So that's when I told him, we can't use you today. So I handed the boy a dollar and I sent him on his way. Well, the boss got back and we both had a laugh when I told him about the Tupelo, Mississippi Flash. And pretty soon I had the story circulating around about this Mississippi nut that we had in our town. I said, watch him, everybody, the boy's squirreling. He walks around, called himself the Tupelo, Mississippi Flash. Well, then it happened one day while I was driving to my home. I just happened to have my car radio on when I heard a jockey raving about a brand new smash by a kid called the Tupelo, Mississippi Flash. Well, I almost wrecked my automobile. I went through red lights, I hit a traffic cop. Why, well, my story's got an ending and it's short and sweet. The boss man, he fired me and left me out in the street. But I got a new job now and I'm learning real fast. I'm driving the bus for the Tupelo, Mississippi Flash. And his Cadillac I'm driving that far too. And that yacht he's got, and his aeroplane. Well, chauffeur, chauffeur, I always say.
Well, that was the fabulous story of the Tupelo, Mississippi Flash. And here is a great track from Chris Barber and his band with Arthur Lee Patterson. This is Jailhouse Blues.
Voices all around me, not a friend. I see voices all around me, not a friendly face I see.
Edition of Acoustic Blues Club. My name is Ian McKenzie. I'm your host for this current hour-long slot. This is the 500th edition of Acoustic Blues Club, and I'm taking advantage of it by playing you some of my very favorite tracks. And in the opening set, you heard Jerry Reed with the story of the Tupelo, Mississippi Flash. Absolutely fabulous stuff. And we followed that with Chris Barber and his band, with Ottilie Patterson on vocal, the clarinet player, of course, Monty Sunshine. Jailhouse Blues, absolutely terrific. Next up, the fabulous Lightning Hopkins with Black Cadillac, which is not as straightforward as you think it is. It's a double entendre song, I'm pretty sure. And we're going to follow that with Bucker White with one of the fabulous tracks that he made, Bucker's Jitterbug Swing. Here's Lightning Hopkins.
Oh, baby. Wrong the way you act, taking everything I got. Now you done take my black Cadillac, you know it. Yeah, you know you're wrong. Yeah, you know you're wrong. Take everything I got at home. Tell me, baby, them right or wrong, I'm coming to get you. I'm gonna bring you back home in my black Cadillac this morning. Yes, my black Cadillac. Yes, I'm gonna bring you home, baby, in my black Cadillac. That's why she was having so much fun. She knowed my Cadillac, it was sure wrong. Yes, but I'm gonna go out and get her now, and I'm gonna stop so much fun. Whoa, baby, will you bring it back? Not talking about you, but my black Cadillac is. Yes. Oh yeah. Cadillac today.
women. That's a duty, diddy bug swing. Come on, you women. That's a duty, diddy bug swing. When you do the diddy bug swing, then you know you will be doing the thing.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to bore you with these talks, but I believe this song needs a little explanation. The title of this tune is I Don't Want No Cornbread and Peas and Black Molasses. This is a conversation between a letter-writing duo, rather. Boy leaves home and gets in trouble and writes his mother and tell her he's tired of eating cornbread and peas and black molasses. When he gets home, gets out, he makes these 3 months, he's coming home.
I don't want no cornbread and peas, black molasses. I don't want no cornbread and peas, black molasses. At supper time, Lord, 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 supper time. I got a letter from my mother this morning. I got a letter from my mother this morning. She said, come home, Lord, 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 son, come home. I got no ready-made money. I ain't got no ready-made money. I can't go home, Lord, 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 I can't go home. If I could make a June, July, and August. If I can make a June, July, and August. And I go home, Lord, 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 I go home.
One more time.
Thank you.
track you heard there was the fabulous Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee with a song called Cornbread, Peas and Black Molasses, which actually, believe it or not, is the true story of a medical investigation into a disease called pellagra, which was awful. It got worse in the hot months, and people died of it. Very common in southern prisons, and the study of it depended on differential meals, cornbread, peas, or black molasses. Disease is mitigated by the delivery of something called niacin, which you still find, believe it or not, in cornflakes today. Coming up, we've got the fabulous guitar skills of the Reverend Gary Davis with Cincinnati Flow Rag from the album called The Ernie Hawkins Sessions, CD3. Then one of my favorites, Scrapper Blackwell, often worked with Leroy Carr, but this is his own work. This is Blues Before Sunrise. And then we're going to have the fabulous guitar skills of Snooks Eaglin with his version of the New Orleans tune High Society, including the clarinet solo. Thank you.
Everybody's down on me. Look like everybody's down on me. I'm gonna wash my troubles down to the deep blue sea. My front door, Lord, ain't got nobody. Say where you go, I won't do. Lord, Lord, what in the world you done? I'm gonna change my way of living. I won't worry myself no more. Now I love my baby, but my baby just won't behave. Lord, I love my baby. My baby won't behave. I'm gonna buy me a 44 pistol and put her in her grave.
Called the Ernie Hawkins Sessions. Absolutely terrific guitar playing. Then Scrapper Blackwell, Blues Before Sunrise from the album called Mr. Scrapper's Blues. We finished up with the fabulous Snooks Eaglin. High Society from the album called New Orleans Street Singer. What a fabulous piece of guitar playing that is, isn't it? Coming up, the fabulous Big Bill Brunzi with his version of The Key to the Highway. I say his version because he adapted it from another song written by a man called Charles Segar. And it was a 12-bar blues when Brunzi took it and turned it into the 8-bar blues that's become an absolute classic. You're going to follow that with the great Corey Harris, High Fever Blues.
I don't have a lot of fun. Me, I do. And to me, to play this thing is just fun to me. I don't care what happened. I don't ever get tired, so don't think I do. I don't get tired of playing this thing yet. I got the key to the highway. Yes, I'm built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave tomorrow. Baby, and I sure don't wanna go. I'm going down to the bottom. Yeah, baby, why Boss, you haven't done nothing yet now, baby, but drove a good man away from home. Now when the moon peeps over the mountain, yeah, baby, I'll be on my way. Cause I'm gonna walk this old highway, baby, until the break of day. Take me, I'm gonna rock on away from here. I wanna talk to you, baby. Yeah, baby, before I go, I wanna tell you, baby, Big Bill won't be back no more.
My aching head.
to the 500th edition of Acoustic Blues Club. My name is Ian McKenzie. I'm playing a lot of my favorite tracks for you. In the last set, you heard Big Bill Brunzi with The Key to the Highway from an album called Four Classic Albums Plus, with an introduction from Big Bill himself. And then Corey Harris, High Fever Blues, from his album called Fish Ain't Biting. That's a terrific song as well. Coming up, Hard Time Killing Floor from Skip James from the album called Complete Early Recordings. Then the Grey Ghost, whose name was Roosevelt Williams, so-called because he would suddenly appear in town and play piano fabulously well. And we're going to finish off the set with the great Lonnie Johnson. The track called Four Hands Are Better Than Two. The piano player is John or Jack Irby. And this was recorded in May 1927. Here's Skip James.
Hard time yawning everywhere you go. Times it harder than ever been before. And our people are drifting from door to door. Can't find no heaven, I don't care where he go. Let me tell you people, just before I go, these hard times will kill you just dry long so. When you hear me singing my lonesome song, these hard times can last us so very long. If I ever get off this killing floor, I'll never get down this low no more. No, 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 no. I'll never get down this low no more. And you say you had money, you better be sure. Don't these hard times will drive you from door to door. Yeah.
in the last set you heard. Skip James, Hard Time Killing Floor, from the album called The Complete Early Recordings, from 1930, in fact. And then The Grey Ghost, from the album called The Grey Ghost, The Sheik of Araby. We finished off the set with the Lonnie Johnson, Four Hands Are Better Than Two, from the album called Jazz Legends. Absolutely fabulous stuff. Coming up, Blind Lemon Jefferson, Matchbox Blues, of course. Complete Recorded Works in Chronological Order is the name of the album. And then one of my favorite bands, Man City Blue Blowers, fronted by a man called Red McKenzie, who was the kazoo player. Arkansas Blues, recorded in Chicago on February the 23rd, 1924. Absolutely amazing stuff. Here's Mr. Blind Lemon Jefferson.
Thank you.
Fabulous Sidney Pache. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. From the album called The Complete Blue Note Recordings, 90 the show. I shall be back again next week with some more of this great music for you. Bye!